Today's feast is the feast of Christ the King, and we see a scene in the Gospel where Jesus is predicting what will happen at the end of time, where he will be revealed as the true King, and he will judge the nations and rule over peoples. There is no final authority greater than Christ's authority. There is no higher power than the power of Christ. And it's not that he will one day become king, but rather he is king now already. Christ is the true king of this world. But his kingdom is not like the rest of the kingdoms that we see. All the other kings in this world will punish you if you fail to follow them. But Christ is a kingdom of love, and so his is an invitation. We're invited to be part of his kingdom, not required to be. But here's the thing. There is no other king. There's no greater authority. We don't get to vote on who is king. We just get to vote on whether or not we're in the kingdom. We get to vote on which king we follow. So in the end, when Christ is revealed as the true king, he will welcome into his kingdom all those who have voluntarily accepted him. And he will reject, he will not welcome those who have rejected him, who have refused his kingdom. The thing is, the kingdom of God is a kingdom of light, a kingdom of joy, a kingdom of peace, a kingdom of justice, and a kingdom of love. Outside of the kingdom of Christ, there is no light, joy, peace, justice, or love. That's what we call hell. It's our choice now. Choose wisely. Jesus is encouraging us to accept his kingdom. But here's the good news. He wants us to receive what's already ours. Let me explain it to you. In our second reading, it tells us that even though Christ is the ultimate king, he will subject himself to one who's even greater. And that, of course, is his heavenly Father, God Almighty. So Jesus is obedient to the Father. In fact, when he's asking for our obedience, he's not asking for anything that he himself is not willing to give. He's asking us to be obedient as he is voluntarily obedient to his Father. Now, this greatest king of the universe, we're given the privilege of calling, what do we call God? His Majesty? Your Lordship? Most of the time, we refer to him by the words Jesus gave us. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, our Father. The King of the universe is our Father. And if we are sons and daughters of the King, what does that make us? What do we call the children of a king? Princes and princesses, right? Princes and princesses, children of the king. The kingdom is our rightful place. Our Father created it for us. And there's nothing he desires more than to welcome us into his kingdom, than for us to receive the royal dignity that is already ours as princes and princesses of the kingdom. God wants us to receive this dignity. It's God's greatest desire. So, we don't have to go out and look. We don't have to become something we're not already. We have to rather accept who we are. And because God makes it his greatest desire to bring us into his kingdom, he fills our life with opportunities to do just that. He puts opportunities right next to us for us to live our royal dignity here and now. The problem is that we often don't recognize those opportunities because we expect something different. I told one of the religious ed classes on Wednesday that they were princes and princesses because they were children of the king. And as I was leaving the class, I overheard one young girl. She goes, I am a princess. Bow down to me. Well, isn't that what we think of when we think of being a princess? or a prince, that everyone honors me because I'm better than them? Is that the example that Christ gives us? No. The example that Christ gives us is one of humble service. As the firstborn son of the Father, as the heir to the throne, Christ serves his brothers and sisters. And so he invites us to do the same. The opportunities that God gives us are opportunities to serve and not to be served. Did you realize that when you have hungry mouths that you have to feed, there is an opportunity right there to serve Christ? When someone in your life is thirsty for drink or maybe attention, maybe love, that you can satisfy their thirst and in doing so, serve the King. Maybe there's a stranger at work or in your school or in your neighborhood and you peek out your windows at them and you wonder, who is that stranger? What a great opportunity. Run over there with a plate of cookies and welcome Christ. Make your new co-worker welcome. That stranger is an opportunity to serve Christ. Maybe your husband is sick and you're like, oh, he's sick again. I can't believe my husband is sick again. There's an opportunity Christ giving you right there to serve. Maybe your son or daughter is in prison. That's terrible. But what a great opportunity to visit those in prison. Maybe you know people who are naked, who are lacking, perhaps not clothing, but perhaps maybe a sense of dignity. And you can clothe them. God is putting opportunities in our life all the time. We often see them as the burdens rather than the opportunities. And so we miss the chances to live out our dignity as God's children. And also, more fundamentally, to recognize the dignity of others and to serve them as princes and princesses of the kingdom. The bishop has asked me after communion to read a lesson today on a new pastoral initiative. Bishop has come up with this great idea to make our parishes and our dioceses more vibrant. It's controversial, too. He wants us to spend 2 years focusing on prayer. Really. Bishop wants us to spend 2 years focusing on prayer. And most of us are probably thinking, what? Prayer? I already pray. At least, I already plan to pray. But most days it doesn't really happen, does it? Most days we don't really stay connected with our King and Lord. Most days we see life our own way, and we throw a prayer in there when things just aren't going our way. We don't typically set out every day to serve the King. And this is really what prayer is all about. What does the King ask of you today? What is God calling you to today? How can you accomplish His will and be obedient to Christ as He is obedient to the Father? In fact, prayer isn't so much trying to get what we need from God, so we don't pray because I don't need anything today. More fundamentally, prayer is being open to receive the good things God has to give us. Being open to receive the good thing God has to give us. God has great things He wants to give you today, but you'll miss them if you're not open to receive them. They'll probably come in the guise of people that need your help, because those will be great opportunities to serve the King and to receive the good things God has prepared for you. What a great gift! What wonderful good news! That we are sons and daughters, princes and princesses of the King. And that to serve our King and to make Him proud, we don't have to lead great missionary journeys off to foreign countries. We don't have to lead great armies and win great battles or become fantastic martyrs. To make our King proud, all we have to do is seize the opportunities to serve that He's putting in our life every day. Our gospel reminds us that our King does not forget when He has been treated with kindness. But also, our King does not forget when He has been ignored.